Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 5, we finished with verses 1 through 6. Today, we will begin with chapter 5, verses 7 through 12.
The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you again with another Lamp and Light broadcast, and we're so glad to have you with us today. I hope you all have your Bibles ready in just a few moments with pencil and paper so that you can take notes. We're going to be looking at James chapter 5, verses 7 through 12, and we are going to preach or teach you on patient persistence. Patient persistence. As the old story goes, Lord, give me patience and hurry. And so that's our title of this message. It is very important to us that you write us. We're not a ministry that sits here and begs for money, and we never have. We're not a profit-making ministry. We definitely aren't that. So, again, let me just say, we're not asking you to send money. We're asking you to write us. Give us your Bible questions. Encourage us. We want to know that you're listening. And so just write, even if it's just a postcard, to say, Pastor Bloom, we are listening to you, and we want you to know that we want you to keep on keeping on. And that would be a big blessing to our hearts. So we would like to hear from you, and I trust you'll write us and let us know that you are listening. Tell your friends about us, your pastor, your fellow church members, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Let them know about the Lamp and Light ministry, that they also may listen and grow with you. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're going to James chapter 5 and verses 7 and 8. And there we read this: Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now, as we look at this idea of patient persistence, the first thing that we want to consider from these two verses is that we are to endure without despondency. In these two short verses, we'll see the word patient or patience three times. And the word is defined as enduring under a load without growing despondent. This then looks at attitude in the midst of trial. When you're going through your trial, what is your attitude? Oh, my friend, do you realize that our trials are also open doors of opportunity to demonstrate our faith in Christ and to serve the Lord? But when our attitude grows critical or bitter, it is a sign that we are losing hope. Now, my friend, hope should abide in this life. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. So again, as we are going through our trials, just realize that our hope is in heaven. And that ought to motivate us in our present trials. We are to persist in this patience until he comes again. That's what verse 7 is telling us. He says to be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. It is interesting to note that the coming of the Lord is being referred to in verses 7 through 9 at least 3 times. If eternity is set in our heart, then, my friend, we'll have patience and we will persist in it with the right attitude. We are to patiently endure until His coming or our home going, that is, without despondency, regardless of the circumstances. Jesus gives us an example in Hebrews 12:2 that we'll be reading to you after a while, that He endured a great trial for the joy that was set before Him. Now, we remember that be patient is the counsel at the beginning of this letter, the book of James. And now that counsel still stands at the end of this letter, even with all the problem areas which are addressed in this book of James. Christ is going to right all wrongs in this world when He returns. Until then, Christians need to patiently endure. You remember when Adam and Eve sinned, God immediately gave the promise of a Redeemer. However, it was nearly 40 centuries. That's 40 centuries, 4,000 years before His first coming. And that first coming, a Redeemer was prophesied to Adam and Eve by the Father, a promise that was fulfilled 4,000 years later. This then makes the certainty of His promised return a challenge to Christians, to a holy and humble life, to pure and persistent service, as we display the fruit of the Spirit in patience and watchful expectancy of His soon return. Now, my friend, every age of this earth has ended in judgment. Now, think about that. Every age of man's history has ended in judgment. And the age that you and I presently live in is no exception. Ours is to do what God has called us to do, doing it according to His will. Now notice that verse 7 is using the example of farming. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. The Christian is a spiritual farmer, looking for a spiritual harvest. Now, my friend, if you're saved, this needs to be your mindset. You need to have a mindset that, hey, I'm a spiritual farmer, and I, as a farmer, should look for a harvest. Jesus said, the fields are white already into harvest. The secret, then, to being persistently patient in trial is to understand and believe that God is producing a harvest in our lives that's going to have eternal fruit. Our Heavenly Father knows exactly the right mixture of sunshine and rain that will result in the most bountiful harvest. But He also knows the combination of blessings and trials in the believer's life that will yield the spiritual fruit that He desires you to have. Now, sticking with this agricultural thought, pruning a tree may seem like we are taking away branches and therefore there are less places left to bear fruit. But isn't it just the opposite? It creates the opportunity to bear more fruit. Sometimes churches lose members, but sometimes the Lord allows that that local church may produce more fruit. Remember, in your trial, he may be pruning you for more fruit. We must also remember that a farmer does not just sit idly by. That is, he's not just sitting there twiddling his thumbs and doing nothing after he has planted the seed. That's not the meaning of patience. You see, the farmer, he hoes, he pulls weeds, he waters, he fertilizes. Patience means he doesn't give up on the crop. Now, he can't do anything else to make them grow. God has to give the increase. God has to send the rain. But my friend, he does what he can do and just waits until the fruit of the ground matures. And so, as a Christian, sometimes it's so easy to get impatient. Being persistently patient does not mean the Christian sits idle in the midst of trial with an oh well attitude. Rather, the Christian is busy for the Lord, carrying on the work that's needed to help the crop grow. God gives the increase. But someone still must plant while another waters. After we do the pruning, we hoe the garden, and we do the things that we're supposed to do, then the work begins to bear fruit. So again, patience is not just sitting idle. Patience is doing what you're supposed to do without taking your eyes off the goal. The goal is the harvest. And so you just go about as a Christian doing those things that you're supposed to do until the harvest time comes. How many times have men thought, well, I'm going to go to the mission field, or I'm going to go and study for the ministry. And instead of being patient, finishing college, instead of being patient, getting all their deputation, they got impatient and they stopped. They quit. And they were never able to bear the fruit that perhaps God wanted them to bear because they did not do the hoeing and the other things that were needed. Now notice, it says, hath long patience here in James 5, 7. And that term, hath long patience, in the Greek language is a present participle, which means he continually waits without despondency, which shows there is nothing that he can do until the early and the latter rains come. This is showing us God's promised care, my friend. As Christians, we should never lose sight of his care, as well as our dependency upon him. Remember, you can plant the garden, you can hoe, but it's still dependent upon the Lord. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.